I'd ask you to please turn with me to the Gospel of Luke in chapter 18 and verse 15. Luke chapter 18 and verse 15. Then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." Now, the characteristics of the care of Christ for the children are very clearly manifest in these verses before us. Let the little children come to me. I want to think, first of all, about the interest of the Lord Jesus Christ in children. The interest of the Lord Jesus Christ in children. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ greatly appreciated and was interested in any efforts that are made to bring children to him, that they might be blessed. It's most remarkable timing that we've had sports reach this week, most remarkable ministry that is not only in this nation, but or in other parts of the world now. And we thank the Lord for the heartfelt desire to reach the children with the gospel, to let the little children come to the Lord Jesus Christ according to the sovereign power of God. Well, in the Matthew account, the parents' desire to bring the children to Jesus was registered as they wanted the Lord Jesus actually to pray for the children. Then little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray. That the Lord Jesus would pray for their children. That the Lord Jesus would intercede for their children. Who better than our great high priest in heaven above to intercede for our children? There is no one better than the Lord Jesus Christ, the great high priest in heaven above. Or they sought that the Lord Jesus would intercede to bless them in their lives. We seek the best for our children, don't we? We seek a good education for them. We seek their providential well-being. But there's something which transcends above all these things, and that is the eternal well-being of their souls. And the only way our children will be eternally blessed is if they come to the Lord Jesus. There's no other way. It's all centered in simply coming to the Lord Jesus. Now, such was the desire for what was best for their children. They made continual efforts to bring them to the Lord Jesus. The words "they brought little children to him," we have this in verse 15, "then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them." Actually, in the original, that's a continuing word. It's not actually that they just did it on one occasion. There was a continual desire of the parents to introduce their children to the Lord Jesus. It actually means in the original, ongoing. Then they were bringing their children to the Lord Jesus. And this must be the continual exercise of Christian parents, to continually seek that their children will know the Lord Jesus in their own hearts. And that has to be the desire of the ministry of the local church, whether it be in Sunday school or youth group, or whether it be in sports reach, whether it be in our testimony, in our relationships with families. Or may this be the heart of this church, to have a heart for the children. Of course, we need a heart for the adults also. But here this morning, we're specifically thinking in terms of ministry to the children. Then they brought little children to him. And the Lord Jesus showed a consistent and caring and constant ongoing ministry for children. He was constantly consistent. No child was ever, ever turned away by Jesus. And so this particular event this morning establishes a very important principle in the work of a local church and, of course, in the ministry of Christian parents to their children. Jesus is interested and concerned for children continually. And he is this morning as he intercedes in heaven above. The second point we see is his intervention in compassion to the children. So we read, then they also brought infants to him that he might touch them. But when the disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them to him and said, let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them, of such is the kingdom of God. Now, here is his intervention. We have his interest, but now his intervention. Now, the disciples at this stage had a very inadequate view of the greatness of the heart of Jesus. That was really their problem, I think. They simply applied the rigid rules of society to the children, thinking they had no place in adult company. Now, children, those of us who are older in years, we can remember when it was said to us, little children must be seen and not heard. Do you remember that one? Little children must be seen and not heard. I don't know how many times that was said to me, but it didn't make a lot of difference, I'm afraid. But, you know, that is what the society was expecting in those days. Little children must be seen and not heard. Well, the disciples had already decided for Jesus. They didn't consult him and say, what about these children? They just made a decision for themselves. They were so sure they were right that access must be denied to the Lord Jesus. It seemed so obvious to reject their advances. Surely the master has enough on his plate already dealing with all these adults. How can he be expected to cope with little children? How humbling for him. Oh, we're the adults. We deal with adults. How would the Lord Jesus humble himself to deal with little children? Of course, in society in those days, it was seen very much on a level to deal or minister to little children was seen very much as perhaps humbling yourselves. Well, the children must be sent away, thought the disciples. Maybe themselves, they were tired and they couldn't cope. They just couldn't cope with all these children coming to the Lord Jesus. Therefore, the children must be sent away. But I want us to notice something else here, which is equally serious. Not only was access denied to the children, but also the parents were told off, rebuked by the disciples for bringing the children to Jesus. Now, in this way, the disciples, as ambassadors, let their master down. Because an ambassador of Jesus Christ is responsible to reflect the heart of Jesus. And turning children away and rebuking parents for bringing their children to Jesus is not reflecting the great heart of Jesus. Not at all. So without consultation, they just went ahead with this policy of rejection. And about this matter, the Lord Jesus was greatly displeased. If we read in Mark 10:13, the same account, and they brought little children to him that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. He rebuked these parents. Who it was that brought the little children? It may not have only been the parents. It may have been some carers and friends and older brothers and sisters perhaps brought their children to Jesus that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased. Greatly displeased. Now, when the Word of God speaks about words like greatly, the Word of God never exaggerates. It always speaks the truth. So the fact that Jesus was greatly displeased actually should alert us to something very serious here this morning. Very serious. To not have a care in ministry for children in a church is very serious. It's not a light thing. Or amongst our families as responsible believing parents. It's a very solemn thing if we do not truly care for our children. Now, in terms of evangelistic ministry to children and a Sunday school, for example, we need this ministry because there are children with unbelieving parents that never hear about the Lord Jesus. How are they going to hear about the Lord Jesus? And if we shut our minds to them and we shut our doors to them, how are they ever going to hear about the Lord Jesus? How will they hear without a preacher? Do we reflect the compassionate heart of the Lord Jesus? I respect the fact that if there are Christian parents, they have the first responsibility to care for the souls of their children spiritually. That is biblical. That is right. But in terms of evangelism, in terms of reaching out, how are these dear children going to ever hear the gospel? If the church is not going to tell them the gospel, who will tell them? Because I can assure you, and often in schools they will not hear the gospel, but something opposite. And so the Lord Jesus was greatly displeased, and he will be greatly displeased with his people who do not have a heart for evangelism, a heart for the church. He had great indignation, over this negative attitude. This is one of the few times it is recorded that the Lord Jesus was righteously angry. His anger was always righteous, and his anger was always justified. And the additional term greatly displeased confirms to us the depth of this problem. So we are exhorted this morning to have a compassionate, sincere concern for children, especially for their souls. Let the little children come to me. So this is his invitation. Let the little children come to me. Do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. So be a door opener, not a door closer. Do not forbid them. This is a clear command of the Lord Jesus. This is one of his authoritatives. Do not. The disciples have no right or warrant to forbid the children access to Jesus. And the word forbid here in the original, in the Greek, has the meaning of disappointing them, cutting them off, quenching their enthusiasm. We can be very selfish as adults, especially Christians. I can be very selfish. Oh, we know the truth. We have the theology. We have the gospel. We have the right ministry. We have the right order. At the same time, we are forbidding the children. We're not caring for the children. Well, you can imagine the scene here. The parents and the carers, they brought the children perhaps a very long way. And on the way, they would have explained to the children they were going to meet a very special man. A man who they could safely go to, who was known for his kindness, for his gentleness, for his concern, for his love. A man that could heal the sick. A man that spoke with authority. A man that when he preached, all thousands of people came to hear him. All children, you're going to meet Jesus. He is the Lord. They wanted the best for their children. But then to be told to go away, as though Jesus didn't care, making the effort to bring them to Jesus, but then forbidden access by man, acting as a barrier. How disappointing. How sad. And yet how wonderful the intervention of the Lord Jesus was. Jesus called them. He just ignored the disciples. He just pushed them to one side. He'll deal with them later. This was the need at the hour. So he says to the children, he looks at them straight in the eye. He said, let them come. Let them come to me. Let them come. And so today, the Son of God, the Lord of the whole earth, the Saviour of the world, invites the children to come to him. Oh, you don't avoid children coming to him. The basic principles of the gospel, there needs to be repentance, there needs to be faith. These gifts from God working in the heart by the Holy Spirit. Oh, we don't deny anything of the wonderful truths of the gospel. But the point here is, the gospel is profound, but profoundly simple. Let the little children come. And then we see his instruction. He's had his intervention, but now his instruction. Do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. So the Lord introduces in his instruction a very powerful argument. He reminds us that actually, far be it that the children should be shooed away as being irrelevant to this issue, actually, the children teach us a great big lesson. You saw the children watching Katie being baptized. I felt like saying to myself, let the little children come to me. Oh, dear friends, did it not speak to you? These children, they are dependent on their parents. They have a trust in what their parents say. There is an openness in their hearts under God to receive the word. There is a willingness often to listen. We see this in Sunday school time and time again. But the Lord Jesus Christ says that the little child here is totally dependent upon their parents. You know, all of these little children that came to the front, what are they going to do if they go home at lunchtime and there's nothing to eat? They got no, what are they going to do? They know when they get home, there's going to be something to eat. There's a trust. They know when they get up in the morning, thankfully in this nation in which we live, there's going to be something to eat. They know that their parents are seeking to do the best for their children, but they're absolutely dependent. You know, we've had a little tiny baby here this morning. And if the parents were just to walk away from that child is going to die. Because it won't have any food. Within 2 or 3 days, it will be sighing its last breath. That's how dependent children are upon their parents. And that's the picture Jesus Christ is pointing us to here, is that's how we come to the kingdom. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. It's Jesus only, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. It's simple, but it's profound. It's eternally profound. And we can only know this experience in our life as God works by his Holy Spirit in our life to come to that point where we turn away from our selfishness and our pride and our self-dependence and our independence. And we go on our knees and we say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. And we look to the Lord Jesus and him alone. A little child has a trust and acceptance of what is presented to them. I read recently an account of a child that went off on its own up a mountain. And eventually the child somehow got himself stuck on a ledge that he had climbed on to pick a wild flower. He couldn't get off. And there was a 5 meter drop down to a safer part of the mountain. And the two mountain rangers, they found him and they told him that if he would jump, they would catch him in a blanket. They were there, ready, just jump. And this little boy said to the rangers, no, you go and get my dad. And when my dad says jump, I'll jump. That's trust. And I hope Samuel and Moore don't mind me using this illustration, but this week little Joanna had to go into hospital on Monday to have a operation under general anaesthetic. It was a very heartfelt situation for the parents. But little Joanna, she trusted her parents' judgment. She went there, she went under anaesthetic because she understood that her parents had told her that's what was necessary. This is what we're learning about here. This simple, complete and utter trust in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. All those come to Christ must come as a little child. As a little child. An absolute total dependence. They accept the gift of forgiveness through God's grace in Christ. And as a child, they trust only in Him. And they are assured of their eternal security in Christ alone. And they submit by faith to His teaching and care and discipline. There is something profoundly simple about accepting the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's vital that we see it this way. Jesus says there's no possibility of entry into His glorious kingdom any other way. As adults, we often complicate matters. In our mind, we think that we are being mature. We think we are being holding for the truth. And we think we, by adding our own requirements to come into Jesus, we think that we're being so deep. But it's our own wisdom. It's man's wisdom. It's the religion of man. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not what Jesus says here. Jesus said assuredly, listen, He says, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. Calvin said that Christian faith is simple but deep, while what the world offers is complex and shallow. You see, so often we think we are coming, we must come to Christ as a mature Christian. That we've been in the way so long, and or we think we've been in the way so long, we assess our lives, and now we can come and be baptized and join the church and so forth. But actually that's not the biblical way. The biblical way is you come as a little child, and that is in your spirit as God works. So whether or not you're an older person or a little person or a young child, you come in the same way. You come as a little child, that's in your attitude before God, and then you grow in the local church. That is God's way. So baptism, far be it from something years on, is actually the beginning in God's order, that you might then grow as a member in the local church. That is the biblical way. If you look through the New Testament, you see it all the way through. The baptism was right at the beginning, very soon after conversion, and then the members grew as a body. But if we're outside the local church, not being part of it, our growth in some ways can be not in the biblical pattern in terms of God's order and God's intention. That is to grow within the local church as brothers and sisters in Christ. Of course, salvation is not dependent upon baptism. The point being, though, is if we do not obey God's way and God's pattern, we deny ourselves so much blessing, so much growth, so much spiritual blessing. So it's important that we listen and we submit to the wisdom of the Lord, who Himself is the Savior of sinners. He of all people should know what is the truth. What are the requirements for entering the kingdom? He was on a journey in His life when He spoke these words. Where was He heading? Where was the Lord Jesus heading? He was heading to Calvary. He was heading to the cross when He spoke these words. And there at Calvary, He suffered and bled and died for sinners that they might be forgiven and reconciled with God. He stood in their place and in their stead to atone for their sins and to satisfy the wrath and justice of God. And to know this salvation for ourselves and evidence the work of the Holy Spirit within us, the Word of God says, repent of your sin and come to the Lord Jesus Christ as a little child in utter dependence. There is a fundamental difference between being childish and childlike. To be childish is as you know, can have a negative sense, connotation of being petulant and spoilt, but being childlike, independence upon your father, your parents, and spiritually, to enter the kingdom as a little child means to do so in utter dependence upon Jesus Christ as your Savior. But then finally this morning, I look again at his intercession. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. The Lord Jesus Christ is a man whose actions harmonize perfectly with his word. He was willing to become personally involved in the well-being of the little children. And let us be mindful that the great head of the church has a great concern that there are lambs in his kingdom. The great head of the church took time to take special notice of the children. While his time on earth was most precious, and there were many calls upon his time by the adults, he did not consider the little children didn't matter. He had room in his mighty heart, even for them, and he blessed them. He was willing to be clearly identified with their needs and to be seen with them. He was not a politician who likes to hold a little child for a photo opportunity, but he was one who really cared. Remember, these children, perhaps been on a long journey, they didn't arrive straight from mother care. Perhaps some were dirty. Perhaps some smelt. Perhaps some were unwell, had coughs and colds. Perhaps they were making a fuss. Perhaps some were crying. Perhaps the older ones were pushing and shoving. Perhaps some were shy. Some were noisy. Nevertheless, the Son of God took them in his arms and he blessed them and he prayed for them. And it's a picture for us this morning. We don't come to the Lord Jesus Christ clean and all dressed up, ready to be received by him, everything decently and in order. Jesus said, I have not come to save the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And we come to Jesus as a sinner, as we really are, dirty, unclean, in and of ourselves, in absolute dependence upon the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, or we cannot come at all. We come openly and honestly and sincerely under the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God. We come, as Katie said, as a naughty child. We come just as we are. And as we come in repentance, we find a wonderful forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ. And one final point this morning. We never read in the Word of God of a child running away from Jesus. We never read in the Word of God of a child being scared of the Lord Jesus. We only read in the Word of God of children coming to Jesus. Isn't that a wonderful example for us this morning? The encouragement to come. Here was a man who took time out for them. A man who was serious about them. A man who was not patronizing. A man who respected their needs, who understood their situation. And so we as a church have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to support Ed and Ross in caring for Katie and caring for the children in their midst. It's a wonderful privilege that the Lord's entrusting us as a church with children and young people to minister to. This is not a bind. It's a benefit. It's a wonderful responsibility. If God can use churches who have a heart for the children, he can use them. But he will only use churches who care for children. He's not going to send children. He's not going to send unbelievers to a church that do not care for souls. They'll remain a holy huddle. But if you have a heart for children, if you have a heart for the lost, if you have a heart for the gospel, if you really respect the gospel, God can use us as a church. And that's so important, to redeem the time. to be used of God in the building up of his kingdom, in absolute dependence upon God. So we've seen his interest, his intervention, his invitation, his instruction, and his intercession this morning. And these are fundamental principles of ministry in the gospel. And please remember this morning, except you become as a little child, you come just as you are, in dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ, you will by no means enter the kingdom, only as a little child. Amen.